This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 15th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Are hurricanes getting worse? And if so, is global warming to blame? Patrick Michaels, a Cato Institute Senior Fellow in Environmental Studies, says it's hurricane hysteria. Michaels argues that it may be convenient to suggest that hurricanes are more intense and costing more in terms of damage, but there are some inconvenient truths that blow those claims out of the water.
Hurricane activity reached a minimum in the mid-1970s, and since then, strong storms have become more frequent. The frequency of Category 4 and Category 5 hurricanes in the Atlantic and in the Western Pacific, which are the two most active zones in the world, has gone back to what it was in the 1940s and the 1950s. Now, the fact of the matter is that the Earth's surface temperature started warming in the mid-1970s, and so people say, aha, it warmed up, the hurricanes got worse, and people neglect the fact that they returned to the frequency that they were in the 1940s and 1950s, and that surely wasn't caused by global warming.
Now, speaking with some historical context, a lot of people said that these storms have been a lot more destructive in recent years, particularly throwing up a lot of pretty big dollar amounts. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, you know, what the amount of damage that a storm causes is related to its power, to where it hits, and to what it hits. And we have a tremendous influx of population into our coastal regions. It's a peculiarly American habit to take all the money we earn in our so-called productive lives and throw it into a sand dune on a hurricane-prone beach. And by the way, then when the hurricane comes and washes it away, the people of this country rebuild our home for us. It's a great country, isn't it? Anyway, if you adjust for the number of people that have moved to the coast, the number of structures that are there, and the property values, you find that there's no change at all in the damages caused by hurricanes.
All right, news media generally, implicitly and explicitly, make these very neat and tidy ties of global warming to hurricane activity, especially with Hurricane Katrina and Rita, tried to make that tie very explicit. Can you speak to that?
Well, it's certainly, the tie has certainly been made, but the fact of the matter is that if we count the damage from hurricanes in constant dollars, say in 2005 dollars, you'll find that, yeah, Katrina was a whopper. It caused $81 billion worth of damage. But the Great Miami Hurricane of 1926 is estimated at around $148 to $160 billion. In other words, twice the damage that was caused by Katrina. Obviously, that was before global warming. If you take a look at the top 10 damaging hurricanes of the 20th century, they occurred, I'll give you a rundown here, 1900 in Galveston, which was the most cost more lives than any other single natural event in United States history. 1915 in Galveston, 1992 in Andrew, 1938 in New England, 1944, 1928, 1960. That doesn't sound like a trend toward the later years. A lot of those extremely destructive hurricanes, the balance of them are certainly before there was any warming.
And the trend data is unclear, right?
There is no trend in the damage costs of hurricanes after you adjust for the fact that there are huge numbers of people that have moved to the coast, that they have put up many structures, and the structures are increasing in value because of supply and demand.
Patrick Michaels is a senior fellow in environmental studies for the Cato Institute. He's the author of Meltdown, The Predictable Distortion of Global Warming by Scientists, Politicians, and the Media, available at our website, cato.org.